incoming obstetricians and gynecologists are mostly women. 50 years ago, they were more than 90% men. Even in a field where there are only female patients and many say they prefer female doctors, some residency programs are still trying to recruit males for the sake of diversity. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Dr. Katie Merriam turns off her pager as she leaves a 12-hour day on the labor and delivery shift.
I don't know what I would do without it, you know? It's like another limb. I always know where it is.
The third-year resident in obstetrics and gynecology at the Carolinas Medical Center Hospital in Charlotte is in a field all about women, dominated by women. Merriam says she feels a special connection to her patients.
You can feel what they feel, and you can understand why they feel certain ways. Like, I do feel like there's a special bond.
She recalls a patient with fertility problems.
Like, I can understand why she was like, felt so strongly that she wanted to have a baby. Like, I get that.
In 2016, 82% of doctors matching into OBGYN residency programs were women, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Merriam's residency class is a bit of an anomaly because it's half men. Merriam says it's nice to work with so many women, though she and some of her female colleagues like the balance men bring to the work environment.
No one could really like pinpoint exactly what balance they bring, but there's something nice about having them.
And she says it's important to have men in the field to continue to give patients options, especially because there's a shortage of OBGYNs in a lot of places. But she says most of her friends want female docs. That was true of a number of women I spoke with at a place where a lot of females go, a hair and nail salon.
My gynecologist is a female, and preferably I prefer a female than a male.
I prefer to have a female, honestly.
I would prefer a female.
That was Latasia Black, Quianda Duke, and Jessica Cooper.
I don't get discouraged. I don't get offended. You know, I gladly hand that patient off.
Blake Butterworth, a fourth-year obstetrics and gynecology resident at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, says patients request female doctors less often than he expected. He's one of only two male residents at the MUSC program of 24.
What I find rewarding is when sometimes you'll have those patients that are like, ugh, I guess I have to see a guy and that's okay, whatever, send him in. And then you end up like developing a rapport with her and she says at the end like, oh, well, I expected you to be XYZ and you were so much better than that.
He went into the field because OBGYN doctors often establish long-term relationships with their patients. He says obstetrics and gynecology wasn't on his radar before his rotation in medical school, partly because of the stereotype that it's a female field.
As males, we don't really understand the full variety and breadth of the specialty. But I think once you really get into it and get involved with it, I don't think that bias holds true.
Butterworth believes it's incumbent on male OBGYNs to talk to male medical students about the field as well as dispel myths he was told, like it will be hard to find work as a man. In fact, Dr. Ashlyn Savage with MUSC says it may be the opposite.
We might consider an applicant with a slightly lower board score just to enhance how many men we're interviewing and considering.
Savage says men are now considered by some residency programs as a diversity pick. But Savage is conflicted about how important it is to bring in men compared to searching for a doctor pool with more racial or ethnic diversity.
The primary motivation to do so is so that patients will have the opportunity to seek out physicians who might, for them, feel like themselves. In this particular case, by nature, all of patients for OBGYNs are women.
It's not that care suffers with fewer men, but Savage says it's good to have a diversity of perspective in the workforce. The field of practicing OBGYNs is now 59% women. That's about the same in North and South Carolina. More younger doctors are women, while more older doctors tend to be men. In addition, she says,
leadership tends to be held by those who are older, and we're still in a scenario where our older faculty tend to be more men.
A 2017 study in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology found women are underrepresented in department leadership roles around the country. The ratio is the worst in the South. But Savage just found out the incoming residents for next year at MUSC will be all female. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.